Hey guys, good morning. This is Pete from Pete's2Cents.com. Today is July 7, 2009. Markets are started out flat, and they just looking at the market right now is pulling back heavy in volume. We're currently at the Dow 70 points down. As I told you, at least I told in my main podcast and on my blog, we're going through a major turning point at this time. The Dow and the S&P 500, they're teeter-tottering on the 50 and the 200-day line. We got pundits that are saying that we're going into 6,000, Dow 6,000, and we're going into negative territory. There's optimistic traders and investors like myself that are more bullish and thinking that the market is turning for the better right now and that the economy is getting better. And the overall markets are getting better. I believe that, you know, nothing's written in stone, but it could happen. That's the overall market news. Obviously, unemployment still skyrocketing. I think unemployment, I've been saying this for over 10 months already. I think unemployment may peak out around 10.4%. It may go a little bit higher. I follow a few economists that I trust and I believe in, and you know, I do my own homework, and that's where I feel we're at. I mean, obviously unemployment is not the only thing, but regardless, a stock that I wanted to talk to you about today real quick was AT&T, ticker symbol T. This is a stock that I got a little bit of a personal grief with, and I did a podcast and a couple of written blogs on it yesterday and the day before. And the reason why is because the last 2 weeks I've been having glitches in my own DSL line. And obviously, we all need internet. We all need our DSL running 24/7, as we all know. We're dedicated to this service, and we need our service to be working all the time. That's why we pay the bill, and sometimes a very high bill. With all that said and done, if you want to hear the podcast on my grief and my beef, you can hear that at Pete's2Cents.com. But talking on the stock in general, the stock is failing, okay? I think the company's failing. The balance sheet is a little off. They are making money. They are charging high fees. Obviously, that's why their income statements are somewhat 50-50, you know? But the overall balance sheet, I would go say it's more in a negative than a positive. I had a debate with an individual trader yesterday regarding their dividend, because they're, I think, off the top of my head, they're giving a 6.67% dividend, and he was, you know, defending AT&T, stating, oh, well, you know, this is a great stock, and I'm making 6.67%, and so forth and so on. And my defense to that is real simple. I mean, if the stock is overall failing, and it's been on a downtrend, and continually trending down, from the mid-30s to 24.47 as of today, you're losing money, okay? You're losing money, and you're going to continue losing money. Besides that, the roller coaster ride you're getting is horrific, and the whiplash, you'll snap your neck in 2 seconds. I mean, even for a day trader, I think AT&T is a tough stock to manage. The only place where I can see that maybe a day trader or maybe a swing trader like myself made some money was in the beginning of this year in March, where they had a tremendous rally. It bounced off 21.50, and it rallied all the way to $26. I mean, that's a nice run on the stock. But after that, it's been flatline, and not even flatline comfortably. I mean, it's whiplash. It's a roller coaster. Day traders and scalpers may love it. I would like to live a little bit longer. I don't want to die of a heart attack, and that's what this stock will give you. So for me at this point, if you want to, you know, have a dramatic stock and trade a dramatic stock, I mean, AT&T may be for you. I'll pass on this one and just, just leave it for the scalpers. All right, that's my pick for now. I'll come back with a couple other picks. AT&T, ticker symbol T, and this is Pete from Pete's2Cents.com. Thanks, guys.